Jacinta, thank you very much for reading those words from the Bible. Do keep them to hand. We're going to be thinking about what they might mean for a few moments together this morning. Just a few days after Christmas Day, we're thinking about, well, what happened next to the baby Jesus? And a lot of people, I think it would be fair to say, when they think about the events of that first Christmas, they imagine a scene much like the one we've got over here in church, the stable with Mary, possibly with Jesus in her arms, Jesus laid in a manger, the shepherds come to visit, and they're all lined up on one side very neatly with their sheep, and then across on the other side, we've got the wise men, the three kings, that they all turned up at the same time, the same night, to see the baby. Whereas in fact, what we read in our Bibles in Matthew chapter 2 begins, verse 1, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And we find out a bit later on that the wise men came to a house to visit Jesus, not to a stable. So actually it's not very helpful at all. I don't know why we do that. Perhaps we should stop doing that because it just confuses everybody. But what we're thinking about this morning, a few days after Christmas, is what happened next. And Matthew tells us that three wise men came to visit him. But as well as those three wise men, in our reading we meet three types, or if you like, three groups of people. And they each show us, teach us something about who Jesus is. First of all, we meet King Herod in our reading. And King Herod is someone who hates Jesus. King Herod is someone who really doesn't like Jesus or the idea of Jesus. Three wise men are looking for Jesus. They're following a star and they're looking for a king. So they do the obvious thing. They go to the royal palace in Jerusalem. Have a look with me at verse 1 of chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw him, his star when it rose, and have come to worship him." Look at King Herod's response. When King Herod, who was king of the Jews, heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. And we find out a little later on in chapter 2 that he actually wanted to kill the baby Jesus. That's how much he was disturbed. That's how much he didn't like Jesus. And very handily, we've got King Herod with us here this morning. Good morning, Your Majesty.
Good? What's good about it?
Well, it's a few days after Christmas. We've just been celebrating the birth of Jesus into the world.
Oh, no. Not you as well. I've just had three wise men come to ask about him. I am King of the Jews. I am, not him. Got it?
Okay, but what about the star? What about the star in the sky that those wise men were following? What about the prophecy that said that the king would be born in Bethlehem?
I don't care about any star or any prophecy. I am king of the Jews. I am, not some baby. But don't worry, I've got a plan to get rid of him pretty quickly.
That's quite a good evil laugh you've got there, King Herod.
Do you think so? I've been working on it recently.
Well, let's hear it again then.
Got to go. Plans to hatch. Babies to kill.
Well, there we go. There goes King Herod. He's someone who really doesn't like Jesus. He wants to be king. He doesn't want another king in his life. Certainly not Jesus. And actually, people like King Herod haven't gone away. There's lots of people around today just like him. They don't want to kill Jesus. They can't. But they really don't like him. And they don't like the idea of Jesus. They don't like the idea of someone else being the king in their lives. And they want to be king. They've got absolutely no time for him. That's the first type of person that we meet in our reading, King Herod, someone who really doesn't like Jesus. But then there's a second group of people, and they are called the chief priests and the teachers of the law. Have a look with me at verse 4 of our reading. When he, that is King Herod, had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be a shepherd, who will shepherd my people, Israel. The second group of people that we meet in our reading are the religious leaders. They were the religious, the church leaders, if you like, when Jesus was born. And look, here comes one of them now. Good morning, chief priest and teacher of the law.
Morning.
Now, you're right. I'm right, aren't you? You're one of the people that King Herod turned to find out where Jesus was born.
Yeah. Well, we're experts on the Bible. We know it really well. We easily found the prophecy from Micah that said the Messiah, God's King, would be born in Bethlehem.
Okay, so you knew that from the Bible and you told that to King Herod. And then did you go to Bethlehem to see the newborn king?
No, that's just what the Bible says. We know the Bible really well, but then we just get on with our own lives. We know Jesus was born in Bethlehem, but we're not going to go there to see him.
Okay, well, thanks for coming here this morning to tell us that. Goodbye.
Bye.
Now, isn't that interesting? There's someone who is an expert in the Bible. They know the Bible so well, they even found a prophecy in Micah. I mean, that's not easy to do. And yet, despite all they know about Jesus from the Bible, it doesn't change the way they live. They don't actually want to follow him. And again, there are lots of people like that today. People who know lots of stuff about Jesus. They've heard lots of things from the Bible growing up. But all that they know about Jesus is in here. And none of it has reached their hearts and changes the way that they live. There's a third group of people in this reading, and that's the wise men themselves. Let's see what they do when, after they've found out where Jesus was going to be born. Have a look back with me at our reading from verse 7. Then King Herod called the Magi, that's a word for the wise men, secretly found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they'd seen rose and went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child was with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Do you see how different these people are from King Herod, who hated Jesus, from the chief priests and teachers of the law, who really didn't care about Jesus? They travelled for miles and miles. They completely reorganised their lives to find out and to find this Jesus. And as soon as they found him, they worshipped him. They worshipped him as God's king. It's a great thing to do. It's a great thing to do with your life. Totally reorganize it and worship Jesus. Here they are now. Hello, one wise man. Where, there's only one of you.
The other two are tying up the camels.
Oh, okay. Andy, that's because you're on your way home now from Bethlehem, is that right?
Yeah, well, we had a dream not to go back to Herod. Well, you can read about it in your Bibles, so we're going home.
Okay, can we just do that so that we know what's going on here? You said you had a dream. It's in verse 12 of our reading, and it says this, "And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route." So, you're on your way home now, you've seen the baby Jesus, and you've given him your gifts, and you've worshipped him. So, back to your normal routine in your home country? Is that the plan?
No way. No way. We didn't come all this way to go back to what we were doing before. No. From now on, we're going to keep on worshipping Jesus as our King, wherever we are. Gotta go. Camel's getting a bit frisky.
Thanks for stopping by and telling us that. We won't tell Herod that you've gone back a different route.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Bye.
Bye-bye. And there they go. Back home. The three wise men and their camels. But not back to normal. They're going back home, but their lives have been changed. From now on, they're going to keep on worshipping Jesus. And the good news this morning is that, again, there are lots of people who are just like that today. There are lots of people who have come to the realization that that little baby born 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem really is God's King, God's Son, sent into this world to save us. And so they completely reorganized their lives around this King. And instead of knowing that and then just carrying on as if nothing's changed, they keep on in their lives worshipping him. The people who do that in this reading in the Bible are called wise men. And there's a clue in the name. People who realize who Jesus really is and then reorganize their lives around him are wise. It's a very wise way of living your life. Realizing who Jesus is and then reorganizing your life around him. Nothing stays the same in your life once you've realized who Jesus is. Well, why don't I lead us in a prayer and ask that God would make each one of us here this morning wise in how we live our lives. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the gift of your Son into this world. Pray that you'd help each one of us here, not just in our heads, not just in the Bible, but in our hearts, in our lives, to realize who he is. To begin to worship him, to carry on worshiping him, and to organize our lives around him as our Savior and as our King. And we ask this in his name. Amen.